prepare yourself. You're about to listen to Super Gamescast 64 with your host, Trey Mitchell, and your other hosts, Austin Guttery and Connor Reisenhoover.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, failure!
What is up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Super Gamescast 64. I'm your host, Trey Mitchell, and today we have another Gamescast. It's never been a better time to play video games, Austin. We got Austin Guttery here.
It really has never been.
It's never been a better time.
I think today,
yeah,
Tuesday, January, what, 30th?
30th.
Is the peak of gaming from here
peak.
On out. It's only downhill from here.
Only downhill. Why is it the peak today?
Because you declared it's never been a better time for gaming.
It's never been a better time, but you said that it's the peak today.
Yeah, it'll never get better.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
This is episode
351.
352.
No. No. Wait. Yes. You're right.
Yeah, I am right. 352, Austin.
Scratch the record.
Connor, how are you today on episode 352?
I am doing pretty well, guys. It hit 80 today. It was a beautiful day in the
DFW Metroplex.
No, you know, it's a good day when you can just leave your door open. Like, I left my back door open because it was so nice.
I did that.
I left my door open and everything got stolen.
Yeah, I
we
see
got
that
criminals here.
That they left the Lord of the Rings posters. Oddly
they
enough.
They did.
They kind of stepped in here, looked around, and went, oh, this guy's already been robbed. We should probably, probably get out of here. The TV was knocked over.
That was just you knocking
from me.
Over. Yeah.
They stole
they
Skyrim
left all the,
and nothing else.
Yeah. They left all the podcast equipment.
They don't want to do podcast. They want to stay far away
no.
from podcasts.
Right. They want to do something that'll make money.
And make, yeah, actually something worthwhile.
Yeah. But luckily, they did leave the podcast equipment, and we can talk about video games today.
I don't have clothes. All my underwear was stolen.
Trey's bare, stinky ass is on his chair.
I'm wearing a wheel. I'm wearing
a wheelbarrow.
Not a wheelbarrow. Not that bit again. I'm wearing a barrel. Like
Explain to me the difference between a wheelbarrow and a barrel.
A wheelbarrow is the
it's
thing
not a
that
thing.
Carries.
A wheelbarrow is not a thing.
Wheelbarrow. Or whatever it's called.
I don't think you're right. Right.
Forget it. No. We're done.
Write down.
No, we're
Trey,
done.
Take the pen.
I don't know the bit anymore.
It's not a bit. It's just I don't think you know about the word wheelbarrow. Write it down.
Wheelbarrow.
How do you spell it?
I don't know. Am I saying it wrong? I've never used one.
What?
So why would I even know?
Hold on. Stop
You've never
everything.
Used a wheelbarrow?
Well,
Trey
they had servants to do that.
Right. His manservants
would do
any manual labor at his house.
I haven't lifted a finger.
Actually, manual labor is what they had the Hispanic hired hands do.
Right. No, we had white ones. That's even more classy. You know, that's like, oh, they got white ones. Wow.
Give me 10 seconds on wheelbarrows.
They have three wheels.
Nope.
And you use
it. Already wrong.
Really? Just one wheel?
Yeah.
Oh.
Correct.
One wheel and a stand. And you use it to carry manure.
You can.
Take the manure, and you put it out on the ground as fertilizer, and you can put people in the wheelbarrow and race them. That's fun to do, you know?
Now you learned how to say it.
Wheelbarrow.
Well, you know what? Why don't you come with me to my garden this weekend?
I want to see your garden.
And
you
can
never
use,
invite me to your garden.
Well, it's winter. There's nothing growing. But you can use one of the wheelbarrows, and we'll get a little bit of you.
I was led to believe in Stardew Valley that you could grow things in the winter.
Yeah.
There's some things.
What
but I didn't
grow
bother.
Winter
wheat.
What about broccoli? Isn't broccoli like a cold?
Broccoli is a cold weather, but it's not really an overwinter. It would freeze in the freezing temps we had.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't super garden cast.
No, it's not.
It's not super new words for Trey cast. It's not super elite class cast for Trey.
It's not super hammer a bit into the ground. Cast
not really
64.
A bit.
Yeah, it's a bit.
It was just you
your,
not
your
knowing
your inability
a word.
To know words is more than a bit. It's
a wheelbarrow.
Endemic.
There you go. It's a thing that regular working people use.
Yeah, I guess I don't know.
Starting next week,
person.
Austin, let's have a working man's word of the week for Trey.
Okay, it'll be callus next week.
I don't know what that is. I would not know anything about calluses on your palms.
Yeah, I bet you wouldn't.
No.
Soft,
delicate lands.
Soft boy.
I would be
well,
talking
you got
about
a big,
soft boy.
You have a big callus on your gaming thumbs.
That's true. And we've been gaming this week, haven't we, boys?
I walked into this apartment to record, and you know what Trey was doing?
Masturbating.
Engaging.
Again.
Well, no. He had finished that up. The Lubriderm was on the table. He was engaging in video games.
I was a gamer today.
Okay. What are we playing?
Just playing Zelda. Trying to... I call it... Talker. Tears of the Kingdom.
Totk.
Or Talker. 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 Just to try
talker
to...
Talker just
beat,
sounds
beat
like a southern man trying to say the word taco.
Talker.
Yeah, get me a talker over at the Talker Bell.
Little talker. Little Tears of the Kingdom.
Okay, where are you at?
I'm at the Lightning Dungeon. I finally...
Is this your first dungeon?
Last dungeon.
Ooh.
Last... I've put in like 120 hours in it.
Damn.
Yeah, I've put in a lot of hours in it. This is the last dungeon.
So this will be the first game of the year on your 30 games list.
Hopefully, yeah. That and Spider-Man.
I'm going to write it down, and we're going to mark it off when you're finished.
Okay. You need to buy your own... You need to buy some new pads. I mean, you're fine using that pad, but that's going to run out soon.
Well, Austin uses pawns.
Some new pads, so. I know. He has a little notepad he's writing on. So, I'm at the Lightning Temple. Looks like a real temple, too, which I appreciate. I like that these temples are a little more...
advanced.
Yeah, a little more advanced.
A little more thought into these.
Thoughtful.
Top five temples, Trey, go.
Temple of Time is probably number one.
Okay. But you don't really do anything there. You just walk in and become an adult.
It's cool.
Okay.
You know
what? You can do
I like the temple in Twilight Princess where you have the spinner.
Yeah, I enjoyed
that
one.
That's a fun one. Maybe the Forest Temple?
In Ocarina?
Yeah.
Good aesthetic. That's probably my favorite.
Yeah. It's good aesthetic.
Well, that's three.
Shadow Temple?
Shadow Temple's good. I love the Underground Temple in Talker.
Yeah, the main underground area.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's a lot of good temples. I mean, I'm trying
you
to
just need
all
one
the
more,
Zelda
though.
Games.
Just need
Let's
one more.
Let's do Wind Waker. You know what? Do you count Hyrule Castle as a temple in Wind Waker?
There's not really any puzzles. It's more just big battle.
Yeah. But one of my favorite moments in video games is when you go into the deep in Wind Waker and you find out that Hyrule's been flooded.
Yeah.
And you had that big battle with all the
baddies. It's black and white till the time starts. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite moments in video games.
Same.
Yeah. There we go.
Let's count it.
Now we're going to do the moments.
No. We'll count that as a temple.
Okay, count that as a temp. And we'll do an official temple list later.
Okay. Yeah. This is the unofficial.
This is the unofficial temple list.
We'll get Miyamoto down here.
We'll get Shiggy. We'll get the other guy.
Satoru Iwata.
I think he's dead.
He's dead. Who's the... we'll get Sakurai.
Sakurai.
From Smash.
Doug Bowser. Well,
there is a guy that is
the Zelda
in charge
guy?
Of Zelda, yeah.
It starts with an I, I think.
It's Irakumi. It's Irakumi.
Sure.
It's Aku. We'll get Akuma. We'll get Kira. Akira
I wrote
Kurosawa.
It down. Right here. See?
Okay. We'll get Akira Kurosawa. We'll get the Studio Ghibli guy.
What about Aku?
Yeah, never mind. You got it. You're right.
We'll get Aku.
I wrote down the Aku thing right here, and Trey wouldn't
read it.
No. It's fine.
Please read it for
Long
me.
Ago, I, Aku, the shape-shifting master of darkness, unleashed an unspeakable evil.
I did watch the final scene of Samurai Jack when you mentioned it. That was pretty cool.
Instead of watching the whole show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just watched.
Austin, what games have you been playing?
Three games. You get three guesses what they are.
Civilization.
Yes.
They've been playing Lego Fortnite.
We actually have not played Lego Fortnite. Spencer never got it downloaded.
What the hell,
so we never
Spencer?
Played it.
I'm down to play stuff with you guys.
That's one of your guesses gone.
Lethal League?
What's a Lethal League?
That's that new multiplayer game that's out.
I mean the finals?
No. Okay, I'm going to guess Pal World.
Yep.
Oh, you've been playing that?
One more guess for one more game.
Lethal Company? No, Lethal League. Yeah.
Trey, you are guessing terribly right now.
I already said no.
No, I mean, Lethal Company is that really new hot. Yeah, you guys were. I thought you guys.
Yeah,
played
we were
that.
Playing it like a month ago.
Yeah, okay. Pal World.
Already been guessed.
I'm gonna go with Scrim.
And Scrim is the third one, Trey.
Really?
Nice.
Where have you been? No, you've not been playing it here. Oh,
I've been playing Valheim again with some buds.
Again?
Yeah, some buds have a big server, and they were like, "Let's start a new
is
map."
Is that the buds I know, or different buds?
These are buds you don't know.
Wow.
These are some Magic the Gathering people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real nerds.
So yeah, I know. Like, there's a. It seems like on that Discord, this might be an off. Air.
Yeah, wait, if you it's think always... it's an off-air, then it is.
Well, I just don't think anyone will care.
No, okay, go ahead, let's hear it.
No, I was just saying, it does seem like there's a whole bunch of like different people on that server. Is that all like Magic people?
A lot of them are Zach's friends.
Zach's buddies, okay, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Those are the three things I've been playing.
And?
Pal World? Pretty great.
Really?
I like it a lot. It's very fun. It's
how many chickens do you have?
Two and one, or cause, and one died, so I had three at one point. Someone, okay. Another pal invaded our base and started raising hell, and all the chickens
so
went
you've
after
been,
it.
Who have you been playing with?
My starter was Chicopee.
Okay.
And then I... What?
It just, that's like blatantly like a Pokemon name.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And then I caught a few lamb balls.
Lamb balls? That sounds like something you would make up.
It's a round lamb.
Yeah.
And it rolls around.
Okay.
The designs
I think
are
those
very
are called calf
blatant.
Fries.
What?
Calf fries are traditionally made with testicles, like balls.
Oh. I've only ever heard of Rocky Mountain oysters. Which Trey has a bunch of frozen in his refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you meant who I've been playing with.
Yes.
Oh, just solo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're getting the full experience out of it just playing solo?
No, but I do enjoy like building Sims solo. Like, I've been playing a separate Valheim server from my buds just on my own just because it's a fun, peaceful game and I like...
We played a little bit of Valheim when that first came out.
Yeah, you played once. I showed you how to build a house and everything, and then you died in the ocean.
Yeah.
But Pal World is great. It is basically Ark or Rust or Valheim or Minecraft, and like put together with Factorio, and then you put a Pokemon skin on it.
Hmm.
I'm not. I don't have any factory elements yet, where I have like 30 Pokemon all like charging together in a
Pokemon.
Line, like. Yeah, I'm calling Pokemon because they're basically Pokemon. I mean, they're called Pals. Yeah. Okay, so they changed Pokeball to Pal Sphere.
Mm.
You throw a Pal Sphere at them.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool though. Like, this is how Pokemon should be, because in the anime and stuff, and like in the flavor text and everything in the games, they talk about how Pokemon are like put to work and they're like helping their trainers and everything. And
so you're using these Pals to. Do different
like
tasks?
I've got some chopping wood, I've got some planting okay. berries, I've got some like watering, some cooking, some helping build things, and like I'm trying to keep them all really happy so they like, you know, aren't mad and will continue building. And so, you know, I built a little spa for them, I give them food and I pet them. It's like just being a little, it's being a boss, you know. But it makes the because there is still a full, quote, Pokemon experience where you want to go out and, like, fill your Pokedex, and there's, like, bosses and raid battles. And you use the things that you build to help you, like, catch Pokemon better. Or pals, excuse me. And it just makes the Pokemon experience way more, like, realistic and dynamic. It's like, oh, these aren't just battling creatures. These are friends who help me work, and I think adding some sort of not necessarily survival elements to Pokemon would be good, but having like a Pokemon able to walk by your side and you can give it tasks, I think is something that the Pokemon company should keep an eye on.
Do you think they will, or are they just going to be like this?
I'll bet they're already mostly done with the next generation, so
yeah.
Probably not, but maybe after that. If it doesn't do well, they'll probably incorporate something like that.
It's going to do well, though. Even if there's issues, it always does
right,
well.
Right, right. But I just hope that they flesh out the world a little more to make Pokemon more than just, like, battling creatures.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm enjoying Pal World. It's on Game Pass, so Trey, if you want to hop on.
Okay.
I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay. All right, Connor, what have you been playing?
Bad news, guys.
Oh, no.
I had an action-packed weekend, and that's normally my gaming time, and I did not have time.
What was your weekend?
We had the Stavi show, which took up my evening on Saturday.
You and Austin went together to see a comedy show.
We did not.
Yep, without Trey.
We're like ships passing in the night.
Uh-huh.
I left, and he got there. And then it was my brother-in-law's birthday, so we did family stuff, and then I was gone all day Saturday doing more birthday stuff, so just busy, man.
Excuses, man.
I know.
Excuses.
I know, but it's
gaming
supposed to be
all the time.
It's supposed to be terribly rainy this weekend, at least on Saturday, so I will be gaming.
Oh, really?
I'll be gaming on Saturday.
Nice.
So.
Ready for the Super Bowl? The Super Bowl?
I will continue my streak of not having watched the Super Bowl in at least 7 years.
Nice.
Damn.
I thought you'd have a big old party.
We go to the grocery store instead.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
That's one of the worst days to go to the grocery store.
No, during the game, it's not.
Go during the game.
Yeah.
It's great.
I'm thinking about driving during the Super Bowl.
I think you're going to get less people than you think, but this is an awful discussion.
Yeah, I do, because I did it last year, but it was just eats.
You need to drive before or after, like before and after.
I'm trying to figure out a good Super Bowl party, and no one's having one, or no one wants to let me know.
Well, I can tell you right now, I'm not watching it, and I won't be having one, so.
I probably won't be watching it. I don't know. I just don't care anymore. All right, I don't like these two teams. I don't like.
Well, great. Thanks for coming to our video game podcast.
Can I ask you a question, guys? Who's this Taylor Swift person people keep talking about?
Okay, we're done. We're done. Although Austin sent me some tasteful nudes of her.
What?
Yeah,
that looked to be completely real and not generated by a computer.
Sure.
At all.
Very legitimate nude photographs of Taylor Swift.
It was odd because she was with a bunch of Kansas City Chiefs fans.
Oh, okay.
It was weird. Let's do the news.
Also, what's a Taylor Swift song you could do the news to?
Okay, well, I think I can. We were both here on Gamescast News, and Connor has stories for Trey to say. Stuff that's wrong about all the stories. And now we got Gamescast and Juliet.
What?
How was about that?
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Hey, did you guys see that Blizzard got a new president?
I actually did not see this. Well, now that Kotick is out, right?
Correct. Johanna Ferris, a Call of Duty alum, is now the president of Blizzard Entertainment.
Okay, is this a lady? Are they trying to repair their broken image?
That's a great question. I don't know. But she is. She'll be starting February 5th.
Okay.
She's going to make it woke as shit.
You know what day February 5th is, Trey?
What? Valentine's Day?
3 days after my mom's birthday. Do you know what day Valentine's Day is?
It's 14th.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Anyway,
celebrated it, so I don't know.
She served as the Call of Duty franchise's general manager, and prior to that, she worked in the NFL for 12 years and served as its VP for club business development.
Wow.
Okay. I wonder if Jerry Jones knows her.
Probably.
Bloomberg notes that her hiring comes after Blizzard had, quote, significant tensions with its parent company.
And we'll get into those tensions, won't we?
Who's considered their parent company, Activision or Microsoft?
We'll do that right now, as Microsoft canceled Blizzard's survival game and laid people off.
Yes. There's been a bunch of layoffs this year.
Yes.
We talked about this last week, but the number grew to nearly 2,000 jobs Microsoft slashed, impacting staff at Activision Blizzard, ZeniMax, and Xbox.
Which, did you mention it last week that the layoffs now are like the same as all the layoffs of last year?
I think that I did, but yes, that is correct.
Yeah. So it's January. It's not even February.
And we've
yet.
Already.
They've already laid off more people than they have last year.
We've got to get to a point where it's no longer, oh, like we overhired and now we're laying off.
Yeah.
It's to a point now where they're like destroying jobs.
Yeah. But, you know, it's
for that number. Number go
for
up.
Number.
Did you see UPS laid off 12,000 people today?
Jeez.
Well, is UPS a gaming manufacturer?
Yeah, it's
they deliver the games.
Ultra platforming systems.
You're right. In a statement on January 25th, Blizzard spokesperson said that the game that was codenamed Odyssey development had ended so the company could, quote, focus on projects that hold more promise for future growth. The
like
entire
what? Yeah.
Most of the team was laid off. This is a game that had been in development for since 2017 it was pitched.
Jeez. And that probably would have been pretty cool. I wonder if they killed it because they couldn't, like, Overwatch, you know, microtransaction
yeah.
it.
Which I feel like that's not making people money either because that's so saturated.
That's partially the case, but one of the other things that they talked about, the project was initially prototyped in the Unreal Engine, but according to Bloomberg, the Blizzard executives wanted the team to use a different engine to support a plan of having 100 players in the game's world at once, and Unreal couldn't handle that.
Everyone wants to have another battlefield or battlegrounds.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned that microtransactions aren't as useful anymore, but do you want to know how much Kirk told me he spent on Fortnite?
Well, I'm saying, I'm saying though that it's hard to make a game like that.
Right.
That, you know, you're gonna have a whole bunch of people put money into.
Would you like to hear how much Kirk said he has spent on Fortnite skins?
Let's all guess.
Okay. It's not a specific number, but give me a range.
A range. I say over $1,000.
Okay.
Connor. I was gonna say un comma.
Okay, way higher.
Oh,
no. No. You guys are way higher. Okay. Like, that's a ridiculous
amount. That would
be
concerning.
He said like a couple hundred, which is wild to spend even $1
a
skin.
A couple hundred could be close to 1,000, depending on how many.
Yeah, true.
How many couples?
Yeah, he seemed like 300 or so.
How many thruples, Trey? Come on.
I mean, look, I've done it before. I've put money into a
cosmetic thing.
Yeah, like
what?
I put money. It was
horse armor.
Like MLB The Show. It's like 18. I put money into like a player thing. Yeah,
that is what. Wait, a player?
It was like
that's
customization
different.
Stuff.
Okay, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it was real dumb. And then I think
you don't strike
that
me as
Fallout
baseball
Shelter
game guy.
I was for a little
you
bit.
Paid in Fallout Shelter?
Yeah, I paid a little bit in Fallout Shelter.
How about paying $60 for a physical copy of Fortnite?
Yeah, that's what you did.
That's what I did.
Yeah, so you pretty much did $60 of microtransactions.
But they did. So I have several things in Fortnite, and it's because they gave us $60 in credits.
Did they let you get Skinny Peter for free?
If I had saved my credits until this point, I would have. But I got Indiana Jones.
I feel really happy for Jay. I feel like Jay's having a Family Guy renaissance right now. He's
I read a Reddit post yesterday that just said, "Why is American Dad not more popular than Family Guy?"
It's an infinitely better show.
It really is. That's why I was.
Even Seth MacFarlane has said he likes American Dad more than Family Guy.
I think it's because it's so dumb. I don't know. I really don't know.
Maybe.
The alien is a step too far.
Yeah. A gay alien?
Yeah.
I like to call it a galian.
Look at that. Connor is a branding genius.
Thank you.
I shout out to the people who lost their jobs.
Shout out to
don't
them.
Shout them out yet, Trey, as nearly 100 people from Eidos Montreal were laid off and Deus Ex game was canceled as well.
Yeah, this is Embracer Group,
no.
right? So Embracer Group.
Yes.
Is everything about to collapse in the next 5 years?
Embracer Group buys all these companies and all these properties and just guts them. Now.
Well, Trey, that's not what they said in their statement, though.
Yeah, you don't trust these executives,
yeah,
Trey?
Yeah, their statement says, the global economic context, the challenges of our industry, and the comprehensive restructuring announced by Embracer have finally impacted our studio. The difficult decision has been made to let go of 97 people from development teams, administration, and support services.
Sounds like they didn't yank on their bootstraps hard enough.
Guess not. They went too woke, got broke.
Yeah, they were making a game with a black character.
You know that there are people who are like, oh, we're so happy for these layoffs to cut the fat. getting some new blood in there.
Right. Because they're also cutting DEI programs at the same time.
Yeah, and they're actually going to cut people so that they can hire more people. So
yeah.
That's why they're letting all these people go. They're trying to get new blood in. They're going to hire new people.
They're going
to
hire some white people. And finally, and I was listening to a podcast and this someone brought up a good point, is a lot of these people getting fired are new hires. And so you're kind of taking all the diversity out, because a lot of, like, you know, the diversity programs are recent. So if you're hiring new people, you're hiring a lot of the diverse hires.
I think that's kind of the idea from old, crusty white executives.
Yeah, so it's like you're kind of going back on what you wanted to do.
Well, they didn't want to do it in the first
place. Right, yeah. So there, Connor.
Yeah.
They went too woke.
Yes, Deus Ex, a game that was currently being worked on and did not have a release date, is now canceled.
And that's a pretty popular franchise. I wonder if that'll get picked up somewhere else.
Hopefully. You can hope.
Now,
I've got good news.
Connor, what's the solution to all this, though?
Yeah, the final solution.
Yeah. The solution is we need to actually unionize.
There we go. That's not what Trey wanted to hear, but...
I thought it would just give the
answer
shareholders
is
more money.
Probably the short-term answer is unionize, but the long-term answer is much more in-depth. I did listen to a podcast that talked about a recent article that was put out about the health of the games industry from an economic standpoint. Uh-huh. Trey, what's your little smirk for?
What did it say?
He dropped his phone really loudly, and I gave him a look.
Oh, okay. It basically just said that the growth of the games industry is slower than it was projected to be, even without the pandemic. So, like, the pandemic, it jumped, right? Like, the amount of people playing games jumped highly during the pandemic. But even counting that, the progress that it was expected to see in the sector has been slower than even the most conservative estimates.
Weird. Why is that?
Yeah, do they have any theories?
They don't. I didn't read that they had any theories. This person was just honestly working through the actual numbers, but they were just talking about how people are playing less games now than they were previously.
Well, I'll bet it also has something to do with, like, the executives at my work are running around freaking out, like, why are sales so far down? Why is no one buying stuff at our stores? And it's probably the same answer is nobody has any money.
Yeah.
Nobody has any disposable income right now to be buying snacks and video games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which then impacts how much of a risk companies are willing to take on putting into production a video game that's going to take a couple of years to make.
Well, this is how an economic spiral occurs, basically.
Yeah, like, you're not going to see any returns. So if you're not going to see any returns, what's the point of putting money in? A report suggests that the Switch 2 will be bigger with a huge 8-inch screen.
Whoa.
At first, I thought that was not that big, and then I read an article today about how...
Then he measured himself.
Yeah, and I was like...
I measured my dick, and
I was like, wow, it's like four of my wee-wees.
So your OLED is like 6.5.
No, this is 7. OLED and the Steam Deck is also 7. The original Switch is 6.5. So it's going to have a full inch on here. I mean, it's going to be big. And that'll be nice. It's going to be LCD. It's not going to be OLED. But the Steam Deck also just uses LCD. I am going to miss the crispness of this OLED screen.
Yeah, it looks great.
But honestly, I would take the screen real estate over the quality.
Yeah, the power and all that.
Yeah.
That it needs.
Yeah, if it can run at like an Xbox One level, I will be happy.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great. That'd be great. $400, right, Connor?
The article I am referring to, I think, says around $400, but I don't know what that's actually going to mean.
That's like at the upper limit of what I would consider reasonable.
Yeah.
The upper limit.
Here was the interesting thing that I got from this article, though. It also suggests that the form factor for the console itself is going to be noticeably larger. Because the original Switch had a wide black bezel around the screen, Nintendo was able to dramatically increase the size of the screen for the OLED by reducing the width of the bezel and pushing the edge of the screen closer to the edge of the unit. Even if Nintendo could reduce the width of the bezel further, there simply isn't enough space to fit an 8-inch screen on the current Switch form factor. It sounds as if the Switch 2 is going to be larger.
Okay, so you won't be able to use your old dock probably. Oh, actually, the console hangs out of the edge of the dock, so I wonder if you will be able to use the old dock. That would be smart of them.
It's interesting. It would be smart of them. But then we got more rumors, as it's heavily rumored that Nintendo is aiming to make 10 million Switch 2s by March 2025.
That's a ton. I think they're trying to avoid, I wouldn't call it embarrassment, but avoid the situation they had where Switches were nowhere to be found for several years.
That's kind of what their MO was for the longest time, is they produced...
Played it safe?
No, they produced... I mean, if you read that book, it's over there, I always forget the title. What is it?
Beatles 365
Days.
Yeah,
that's
days.
What it's called. Console Wars.
An Evening with Kevin Smith.
Yeah. Nintendo's MO in the 90s was to produce a very small amount. And then, you know, it's forced scarcity.
Yeah.
But I don't think they do that anymore.
Right. I think they found there's more money and everyone just buying one.
Yeah. And it's not like, it's not, I think that was more thinking of it as a toy. Rather than now, it's just like...
Well, because I think that after the Wii U, Nintendo thought of the Switch as, like, they wanted to play it safe. They rather would not be embarrassed and have a bunch of them sitting on the shelf. And so they way underproduced and then were surprised by the instant success and then, like, tried as hard as they could to manufacture as many as they could. But there were shortages.
Yeah.
I think they're looking to avoid that and because they know it'll be successful.
Uh-huh.
Unless it's called the Switch U.
Think that they are going to overproduce or at least produce a large amount, because producing a small amount, like, you're going to take a hit on the console initial console adoption anyway,
right?
So rather than selling a small amount and having those small amount of people be the revenue that they get in, they're just going to try to rip the band-aid off, sell, like, make a bunch so they can sell a bunch so they can try to recoup that cost faster.
What do you think will be the big killer app launch game?
Probably 3D Mario game.
It's got to be a Mario game.
I think it's either going to be that or Metroid Prime 4. I bet that'll be the second. But like, I think they're going to want to have a beefy lineup if they're producing this many units, and I bet they'll have a Mario and Metroid Prime 4.
I could see that.
Either at launch or close to launch.
Needs to be. And that game has been
Well, when we get our
forever.
When we get our Twilight Princess remake...
We need Twilight Princess Wind Waker HD remake.
Well, whenever we get our review copies of our Switch 2, we'll...
do you think they would port the 3DS Wind Waker... Or not Wind Waker, 3DS Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask remakes?
If they're going to do that, I think they would go for a full rebuild.
Yeah.
If they're going to do Ocarina of Time again, I don't think they're going to port a DS game to the Super Switch.
According to Bloomberg reporter, amusement display data, which refers to how physical retailers will display specific products, based on supply chain forecasts, implied that Nintendo is looking to manufacture 10 plus million units of the Switch 2 in the first fiscal year on the market.
That's wild. How many has the Switch sold in total? It's like 200 million or something. 120 million, something like that. I'm trying to remember.
I'm looking it up right now.
A billion?
No.
A trillion, Trey? Trey says no.
132 million units.
Okay.
That was as of September 2023, which is the thing that came up when I first searched it.
So I wonder if they're going to do a huge production up front and then not stop producing, but, you know, drastically reduce it and just see how it sells and then pump it back up if they need.
Maybe. I mean, at least if you can go ahead and get things running, like go ahead and get things out. Game streaming services like Xbox Game Pass Ultimate will face one less restriction on iPhones and iPads. App developers can now submit a single app with the capability to stream all of the games offered in their catalog, which was not previously allowed.
Well, I don't understand. What exactly was not allowed?
Previously, Apple punted cloud gaming app developers to a browser like Chrome or Safari through which players could stream games.
Okay.
Okay, because it was...
So, like, if you're Steam, you can't
buy it through the app. You have to go to a browser to purchase it, but now it's through the app. You
can purchase it. All games, all of the games included in a catalog app must link to an individual App Store product page. That was the previous guideline. But streaming services now, like Xbox Cloud Gaming, will allow people to sign in using an app and play.
Was that because Apple wanted to take their cut off of every single thing sold instead of like, oh, you just get Steam once and then you're buying through them?
Yes. So, I mean, that's a big win for people who care to play on their iPhones or iPads, I don't. Guess.
Trey doesn't. He's a traditional gamer. He doesn't like Gen Alpha on their phones.
Gen Alpha? It's the new. That's after Gen Z, I guess, yeah.
They're already like 15.
Yeah, they're,
Gen Alphas.
Old. Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they started being born in 2010 maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Trey doesn't like it. He's giving me
I don't like it. This new generation.
Gen
man.
Beta is already on its way.
Gen Beta?
Yeah.
No, we're just going over because we got Gen Z, I guess. We gotta go back around.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because we went XYZ, you know.
No, we went millennial.
No, millennial is called Gen Y.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do they call it Gen X? Wow.
Unfortunately.
Why do they call it Gen X?
I've, you know, ask Connor.
Connor, why do they call it Gen X?
Next story.
Sony Entertainment will have a state of play on January 31st, after we record this podcast, of course.
We debated waiting a week, but Connor wouldn't be able to do it.
Are we going to this one as well?
I don't think so.
On the computer.
But what if I told you, Austin, we're getting 40 minutes and 15 games?
Whoa!
So,
what do you think is going to be announced, Austin?
I bet.
Give me your five predictions.
Days Gone 3.
Okay.
Was that
Days Gone 2? They haven't even had a Days Gone 2.
What was the one that we had the
Days Gone
at the PlayStation thing?
Days Gone.
I thought
it
was that was Days Gone 2, wasn't it?
No, it was the first one.
Oh, well,
there is no Days Gone 2.
Gazed On.
Gazed On 2. There is no. That's the sequel to Last of Us.
Could you see a Fox News story called Gazed
On 2? What's going on here with Sony?
They're trying to wake us up to the gay agenda every day.
Gazed On 2.
I bet we see Viva Pinata 2.
That's an Xbox thing.
Little Big Planet 4 and God of War Karting.
God of War cart?
Yeah.
Kratos cart? Yeah. That'd be great, honestly. Yeah.
You have his son.
Dude.
You have all the other wacky
Wamir.
Characters.
You got Wamir.
Yeah, Wamir, he's in there.
You got Kratos.
Well, of course.
You got Krandos.
Zeus, I don't know.
you put Zeus in there.
And
what are the two dwarf names, Connor?
Brock Biffer, and Bofer, and Sindri. Bomber.
Yeah, Brock and Sindri are there.
They share a cart.
No, they can't share a cart.
Yeah,
no.
They can't.
They gotta be separate carts.
They have to be separate.
Yeah.
And Diddy Kong, he's also there.
Kong's there for some reason.
You got Freya, and you got Tyr, and you got...
I don't know all these people.
You got Tyr's Loki. Loki. You got Odin. You got Thor.
Aloy.
You've got...
Thor is like the heavy Donkey Kong character. He's like...
I'm gonna put it down right now.
Yeah.
We are going to get some sort of karting game at this event.
What's the bet pay?
$5.
$5?
$5.
$5. Ah!
Oh, God.
The fuck?
What was that? Oh, mark that. Ow.
I don't know,
well,
guys.
It's not going to be... You're not going to hear it.
Oh, it's only the connection.
Yeah.
It's not... Okay. Your microphone made maybe the worst noise we've ever heard.
That's weird. I didn't do anything different. Well, what I was going to say is... the bet should just be loser has to build a cart.
If I asked you that the go-kart airplane challenge before, if I gave you unlimited money and a full year, but you couldn't look anything up, could you build an airplane that flew a half mile?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think you could kind of slap together an engine with a propeller?
You can't look up anything, so you can't look up how engines work?
You got to figure it out.
Well, can I just
how about
buy
you can't
engine?
Look up... You can't look up anything about flight.
Can
I mean, if you really,
engine?
If you need to, yeah, you can go buy an engine. You gotta slap wings on a go-kart and stuff. Well,
can you look where to buy an engine?
Yeah, you can't look up anything about how flight works, though. Like, could you, like, build wings and slap them on your go-kart and make them flyable?
Yeah, yes, I'd have to find a material, but I understand how wings and lift works.
Right, I feel like I could, too. Adam said absolutely no way. Guess he's a dummy.
Well, Austin and I are going to work together to build a...
You can't work together.
A tiny plane.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
You know who worked together?
The Wright brothers.
The Wright brothers.
Yeah.
And those guys that hit that building that one time.
Oh, he's talking about Muhammad Atta.
Muhammad Atta, 9/11. Austin's favorite holiday.
It's a holiday.
Anyway, they are assuming that we're going to get Final Fantasy.
Actually, you're wrong, Connor. They only knew how to take off, not to land. So.
Okay.
They knew half.
Anyway, looks like we might be getting, people are speculating, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, some Silent Hill 2 remake, Metal Gear Solid Delta, Snake Eater.
Look at that.
Final Fantasy VII Rebirth the second half of the remake? Okay.
Or the sequel or something. I don't know if it's just the second
half.
So why
isn't it Final Fantasy VIII?
I don't really understand why they
picked
the most difficult way of remaking these dumbass games.
They do the stupidest names.
Isn't there one that's like Final Fantasy X-2?
Yes.
That's wild. Final Fantasy XII, yes.
There's like, it's like Dream Drop times 2 Rebirth HD 5.2.
What was all that. You know what else is dumb? The Kingdom Hearts names. Wasn't there
Let me find the Kingdom Hearts name. Hold on.
It was just 2 and 3.
No, my two favorites are Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep, which I believe is a DS game. And then there's like Kingdom Hearts 357 divided by 2 or something.
What? Are these like literal Japanese translations?
I don't know. Do they use the like same the name number of... system?
Well, it's just like they'll translate Dragon Ball episode names and like Naruto episode names, and they're just full sentences.
Yeah, that's how, sentences. That's how One Piece is.
Kingdom Hearts 358 divided by 2 days.
Thank you. Did I say 357?
Yeah. There's Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep, Kingdom Hearts 3D, Dream Drop Distance, Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 Remix.
Hey, what console do you think Dream Drop Distance came out on?
What do you think?
Gotta
PS3.
Gotta be the 3DS.
PS3.
Disappointing.
Here's the one. Kingdom Hearts HD 2.5 Remix. Oh, no. Kingdom Hearts HD 2.8 Final Chapter Prologue.
Final Chapter and Prologue.
Yes.
No. It's just the prologue to the final chapter.
It's 2.8 Final Chapter Prologue, sir.
That's
wild. Kingdom Hearts 3.
That's a name that you give a game that you're working on, like under development.
Right.
You change. You're like, hey, no. We're gonna change the name before we release it, and then you forgot.
It's the prologue to Kingdom Hearts 3.
Boy, We've talked about doing this as a bit, and I think that we should. I think that each week one of us should give a book report on the history, like the in-game history of specific game, like game sagas. So like I want Trey to tell me the history of Kingdom Hearts, but like the in-world history, not like this is what
I don't know
got.
If I could do that. So
no. Like you don't get time to look it up, but you have to be like, and yeah, and then obviously Sora goes to the world where Mickey and Donald are, and Mickey has magic powers, and Donald, and you tell me about the Heartless and all that stuff.
So there was a moment in time where I was, I think I was gonna produce Country Force one weekend with Ty Walker and Eli Jordan, and they wanted me to do Country Force news, and it was right when Sora was announced for Smash Brothers. And so I talked to Ty. I'm like, I want to do this news story about Smash Brothers just so I could hear Eli Jordan give me a rundown of Kingdom Hearts. Because I was going to have Eli just give me like a minute on Kingdom Hearts.
You know who loves Kingdom Hearts and is obsessed with it?
Who?
Kaylee.
Oh, yeah.
She could give us a full rundown.
Does she have dyed hair?
Yeah.
Okay, that tracks.
She's got tattoos.
Right.
It's more the dyed hair.
I'll get a recording of her giving a 30-second explanation.
Does she own a Keyblade or a replica Keyblade?
No, she does not take it that far. But our friend Ashley definitely probably does.
Does she have dyed hair?
No. But she does wear, she's goth.
Yeah.
Wears goth stuff.
So her hair could be dyed black.
Tattoos?
Yeah.
It's his fuck squad.
What does that mean?
Go on. I don't
understand that at all.
It's all these girls he just knows, and they're all goths.
Yeah.
They all love Kingdom Hearts.
Okay, where's the fucking coming?
All right.
He's like Dracula, and they're all his brides of Dracula.
Yes, they are.
I've never seen that film, so I don't know what that is. All right.
He's deflecting now.
You guys ready to hit the twig?
Yes. My favorite competition of every week.
This week in gaming. We only have two.
What's the game of the week, though? What's the game of the week?
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. We didn't pick the GamesCast game of the week.
You know what? That new Yakuza game sounds cool.
Nope. No,
talk about that.
That is definitely not going to be game of the week.
We each do a vote. That was Trey's suggestion. Austin, what's your suggestion?
What is this bit again?
You just pick your game of the week, and then we will decide round table what game we're recommending this week.
My game of the week is Pal World, because now that I've played it, I can give it a thumbs up.
Okay.
My game of Connor. The week is Kingdom Hearts 2.8 Ending Prologue.
All right. I think we're at a standstill. That's all.
No,
the game
I'm voting
of the week.
For Connors.
Okay, so
I'm voting for.
Hey, the Super Games Cast 64
World.
Seal of the Week goes to Kingdom Hearts 2.8 Prologue of the Ending.
There we go. Congrats to Kingdom Hearts.
Origins, comma, Reckoning.
Right.
Comma,
I'm gonna
four
make
answer.
Point two.
So there you go. Go out and play that.
All right, now for Twig.
Let's do some Twig. We've only got two this week, but they are pretty notable. And,
okay.
And a little fun little talking point. The first one is not a game. It is an event, and it happened on January 31st, 2022.
Elden Ring reveal?
That's a good guess. Trey, do you want to hazard a guess?
2022?
Yes, sir. 2022.
An event.
An event.
Of some kind. Of some sort. I mean, I don't know. Am I going to kick myself?
Maybe. The correct answer, I think Austin will more than you. The correct answer is Bungie was acquired by Sony.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, after they left Halo, I didn't care about them anymore.
Oh.
I don't like Destiny, and I don't like Hunter.
Sorry to Hunter Swenson. Okay.
I do like him. I miss him every day.
We should bring him on the podcast.
Is that old man Mikowski?
Yeah.
I think he passed away.
I think he's fine.
He got sick.
Okay.
He got married.
He got in a car accident one time.
Yep, he
did. He died and passed away.
Okay.
And then last but not least, February 3rd, 1982.
Yeah, I wasn't even alive.
Is this Tetris?
That's a good guess.
Wait. Pac-Man.
Is this
Pong?
I'm going to
Doug.
Here's my hint.
Ty Walker.
Trey has definitely whacked off to this game.
Is it Leisure Suit Larry?
Great guess.
The first.
The correct answer is Miss Pac-Man was released.
Oh, okay. Her big jugs. Trey.
She doesn't have jugs. She just has a bow.
That's where jugs are. That's a bra.
Oh, God. All right.
Why are they on top of her head?
She's like the alien, like that demon in Little Nicky.
Ugh.
She's got jugs on her head.
Boy, that's just how their species is.
Do you think we're getting a Little Nicky reference on this episode?
Honestly, with Trey here, yeah.
Miss Pac-Man is super interesting, though, like the history of it, because it was like that game has been bootlegged so many times on so many different things.
Why did Miss Pac-Man get created? Was it like a licensing thing with the U.S. or something?
Woke.
That's a wonderful question. I will look it up right now.
You know, I think I did hear some story, and it was something to do with copyright, where like they couldn't. I don't know. It'd be good to look that up.
Connor's going to research it for next week.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
Miss Pac-Man was originally conceived as an enhancement kit for Pac-Man, because back in the day, you could just come in and switch the board on like an arcade game, and you would have a new game, which is wild. The game was initially titled Super Pac-Man, containing Pac-Man as the lead character, and then the lead character was made female, and the game was renamed Pac-Woman, And then the name was dropped in favor of Ms. Pac-Man. The developers realized the third intermission, showing a stork delivering a baby to Pac-Man and the player's character, confusion could arise about their relationship. In light of this, the name was changed from Ms. Pac-Man to Mrs. Pac-Man.
And then they changed to be married.
They changed it back to Ms. Pac-Man.
Do you think that Pac-Man creatures have accepted Christ and that it would be a sin for them to fornicate outside of
marriage? I have a great answer to this, actually. Okay. I believe they are religious, or at least come from a Christian background, because they celebrate Christmas in the Pac-Man Christmas special.
Oh, wow.
They have to save Santa. So the fact that they do celebrate Christmas leads me to believe that, yes, at least some Pac-Men have converted.
What religion do you think Master Chief is?
Okay. Okay, we did this last week.
Anyway, let's see. Yeah, Pac-Man. Mrs. Pac-Man. She's a lady.
You know, it used to be called Puck-Man, and then they changed it in the U.S. Because it could be easily scribbled out and changed to an F. If the kids could do that. I learned that from a film. And we'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet in the summertime. These visions, I can change them, sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding, which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime. How could I make you understand? We are radiant beams of light, shining bright even when we are small. In the fall.
This is where it picks up. The snare coming in. Good, gets you hyped. People know the chorus by this point, so they can sing with you and you go.
I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. Huh. Huh. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall.
When was it? Tell me.
In the summertime. These visions, I can change them, sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding, which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall.
I think you guys are
in the summertime.